News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:05, FM Talk 106.5 on this Lundi Gras as we get rolling here the last couple days of Mardi Gras. Rain is the top story in the mix, what it means for today's festivities and what it means for locally flooded rivers. We'll get to that in just a second. Right now, let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Jackknife tractor trailer northbound 65 at exit 13 at Saraland. They've got one of the lanes open and the truck, cab, and cargo are now upright. So far, no other delays. The Bayway, the Causeway looks good as we prepare for 7 parades in Mobile and 1 in Fairhope today. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach and at Foley. For your health and wellness, they offer all things hemp. They're a family-run CBD shop that cares about their customers with a full line of CBD products, and they have something for everyone, including your pets who experience anxiety. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
The Mobile Boat Show opens March 6th at the Mobile Convention Center. It's the biggest show on the Gulf Coast, with the best prices of the year on hundreds of boats, accessories, tackle, and more. Whether you fish the Gulf or cruise the bay, you'll find a boat that fits your budget, and it's fun for the whole family. March 6th through 8th, indoors and outdoors at the Mobile Convention Center, with lots of downtown parking. It's presented by Hancock Whitney Bank, and worth a drive from anywhere. Don't miss it.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect cloudy skies today with showers and patchy fog. Highs will be in the upper 60s. Tonight, cloudy with showers and fog, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with just isolated showers and highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
7:07, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. And glad to have you here, Sean Sullivan, along with Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill Williams, of course, there. We'll have a full discussion with him around 7:35. Weather for today and the rest of the week. Of course, we've got today with some rain in the mix. This weekend was fantastic. And big thank you to all of y'all that hollered. Because that's what you do at a parade. Hollered to us as we rode through during the floral parade on Saturday in downtown Mobile. We were part of the Joy of Life. The folks from St. Jude's had us come along with them as they had the King and Queen, and they had their float as well. And just a beautiful day out. I think MPD saying over 68,000 for the floral parade, and I believe that from the crowds we saw.
Yeah, and we were wondering before the parade how we would do throwing our throws out of the two windows in the van. I think we did a pretty good job.
Excellent job. Yeah. Excellent job, because we just got two small windows because the FM Talk 106.5 mobile command unit, it's a radio studio that you can drive around. So the whole back of it's like no windows. Mm-hmm. But the front, you got the driver's window, and I had to do that driving thing. And then you were working the starboard side.
Yeah, passenger side. Yeah. Took me a couple throws to get it right. I needed to be all the way out of the window. But we saw a lot of people that listened to us, know us. They were saying, Sean, and we were wondering if we were going to get any Dr. Bills or any other of the features we have here, but it was an awesome time. It looked like everyone was really happy to be out there in that good weather.
Yeah, it was. A great crowd out for that on Saturday. Then yesterday, over 100,000 for Joe Kane. Today, rain in the mix, and could affect parades during the day today, and of course, IMs tonight. We've got parades on both sides of the bay today, and we'll talk about those in a little bit. Plus, you can always check up on our website by going to fmtalk1065.com, clicking the link for the Moon Pie Minute, and you can go and listen to past episodes of the Moon Pie Minute. While you're there, check out the parade schedule as well. And Dr. Bill says that rain for today. What about tomorrow for Fat Tuesday? We'll talk to him more about that coming up in just a little bit. Also, speaking of Mardi Gras, a second death in New Orleans from these tandem floats. This is a story that we talked about a little bit at the end of last week. Now, Mardi Gras float victim in New Orleans is a second fatality in days. Fox News saying, man was struck and killed by a Mardi Gras float during a raucous Saturday night street parade in New Orleans, becoming the second person in days killed along the parade route during this year's carnival season. Man was fatally injured just before 7 p.m. as a popular crew of Endymion was rolling. New Orleans police said that in a statement, he was pronounced dead on scene, and the Orleans Parish Coroner's Office was to release his name and cause of death after completing an autopsy and notifying the family. So the remainder of Endymion's parade was scrapped Saturday evening. So this is the second parade when this has happened. They've scrapped the rest of the parade. Police say 13 floats had already gone ahead when the accident occurred, with the 14th float in the formation. Remaining floats that followed along with marching groups were diverted from the accident scene on Canal. And New Orleans police say first responders swiftly converged on the site, tweeting out calls for crowds to avoid the area. The float, with its gaudy lights still twinkling, was cordoned off by police on horseback and on foot. All around, streets were strewn with toss bead necklace and other trinkets thrown from floats. So this is the second time. This is a, because the fatality, first fatality was a death of a 58-year-old woman who was run over by a parade on Wednesday night of last week. And now you've got another one. Now, this is these tandem floats, okay? So tandem floats, basically the best way, I think, to describe it, when you see a bobtail on a tractor-trailer rig, tandem floats are multiple floats connected together and pulled by one tractor. It wasn't immediately clear if the tandem float was involved in Saturday night's fatality, but the city agency NOLA Ready tweeted that tandem floats would not be allowed for a few days in the remaining 2020 festival season. It begs a question here. Is the tandem float the issue? Or, and you know, banning tandem floats, or is the fact that there's a large area of New Orleans where they don't have guardrails like we do here?
Really?
Yeah, they don't have, like, in some of the more touristy areas, they have the guardrails, but you get on through, you know, the neighborhoods and all this stuff, they don't have the guardrails. And people, for some reason, feel compelled to run between, I mean, tandem floats, you got one float, then you got a, you know, trailer tongue from the other one attached to the back of that previous one, and they're trying to go between these two.
I don't understand that, because it's not like there's, you know, a massive gap between the two floats.
Yeah, there's huge gaps between, yes, you could, not the tandem floats, but yes, you could, there's not, what is it, 10 feet at best?
Between them. You know that they're connected, right?
But then there's the way New Orleans floats roll, very different from ours, there could be 100 yards between the end of this float or the series of floats and the next tractor pulling the next one. If somebody wants to get across the street, there's plenty of space for them to do that.
Yeah, I understand that. I just don't understand the trying to fit between the tandem floats.
I don't get it. I don't get it at all. And it's one of those things that, you know, we talk about. I think they got three people for jumping guardrails yesterday at Joe Kane. Stay out of the parade route. The guardrails are there. I love the fact that we have the guardrails. Mm-hmm. I mean, as a just a regular person enjoying parades, let alone I have children with me, I love what we do in our city, the guardrails on the whole thing. I think it should be, and that's maybe what you'll see in New Orleans. But yeah, they went after the tandem floats instead of saying, hey, we're going to get some guardrails and put those up. We'll talk more about that coming up, and our Mardi Gras schedule from here on through tomorrow in just a little bit. Also, in top stories out there, we'll look at what happened in Nevada with the caucus and the push here for Bernie Sanders going forward. Also, river flooding. That's a big story for Mobile County, like Biosera, places in southeast Washington County, Baldwin County as well, Clark County, Monroe, a bunch of places dealing with these cresting rivers. We'll get into details on that. Also in sports coming up.
Another college basketball Saturday with both Auburn and Alabama getting big wins. And our own heavyweight champion, Tuscaloosa's Deontay Wilder, finally loses his first fight. He was TKO'd by Tyson Fury. I'll give you the full details coming up in sports.
All right, and our senior senator, Richard Shelby, punched up and punched hard, I guess, when the word came out over the weekend that possibly there would be coronavirus victims or people that had been stuck on that Diamond Princess cruise ship who had tested positive for coronavirus. They were, one of these proposals was to bring them to a FEMA facility in Anniston, Alabama. Over the weekend, Shelby said, I just got off the phone with the president. He told me that his administration will not be sending any victims of the coronavirus from the Diamond Princess cruise ship to Anniston. Thank you, President Trump, for working with us to ensure the safety of all Alabamians. So that's good news for us here in Alabama on that front. But what about the coronavirus front? The latest now from Clayton Neville from Westwood One.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention confirms 36 cases of the coronavirus in the United States, including 18 former passengers of a cruise ship that was quarantined in Japan. But U.S. health officials aren't panicking. CDC Director Robert Redfield.
The immediate health risk of this new virus to the general public is low in our nation. The coming days and weeks are likely to bring more confirmed cases here and around the world, including the possibility of some person-to-person spread. But our goal of the ongoing U.S. public health response is to contain this outbreak and prevent sustained spread of the virus in our country.
Before leaving for his trip to India this week, President Trump praised U.S. health officials for their work.
We have the greatest doctors in the world. We have it very much under control. We accepted a few people, a small number of people. They're very well confined, and they should be getting better fairly soon. Very interestingly, we've had no deaths.
But overseas, South Korea's president has put the country on its highest alert for infectious diseases and says officials should take unprecedented powerful steps to fight a viral outbreak. At least 600 coronavirus infections there and 6 deaths. And in Italy, officials scrambling to contain rapidly rising numbers of new infections, the largest amount outside Asia. At least 3 dead and 150 infections in that country. Life in some Italian towns completely disrupted. 20 deaths now outside China, a country that's lost more than 2,000 from the virus. President Trump was asked if China's leader should be doing anything different to fight the coronavirus outbreak.
Now, I think President Xi is working very, very hard. I spoke to him. He's working very hard. I think he's doing a very good job. It's a big problem. But President Xi loves his country. He's working very hard to solve the problem. And he will solve the problem.
Doctors around the world on high alert, and medical officials here in the U.S. still using quarantine to prevent an outbreak. I'm Clayton Neville.
If your business is running perfectly smooth with no IT issues, congratulations. For the other 99%, there's CSpire Business. We're more than your IT provider. We're your partner. Our team has the insight and experience to navigate your toughest challenges. For cloud, cybersecurity, connectivity, and so much more, the choice is clear. CSpire Business. Insight, experience, your IT partner. Get fiber fast with gigabit internet speeds. Learn more at cspire.com/business.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Governor Kay Ivey and U.S. Senator Richard Shelby are thanking President Trump for halting plans to bring coronavirus patients to Alabama. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services planned to send Americans who tested positive for the disease on board a cruise ship to a FEMA center in Anniston. Ivey called the plan premature and not properly vetted. President Trump stepped in over the weekend to cancel the plan. A convicted murderer is on the run this morning after escaping from an Alabama work release center. Officials discovered 43-year-old Daniel Miner had escaped from the facility in Childersburg after he missed a bed check at 8:45 Saturday night. Miner was sentenced to life in prison in 1994. A Mobile County deputy is showing remarkable improvements as he battles complications from the flu. Deputy Tim Anderson has been at Baptist Hospital in Pensacola for more than a month. His family says he is now out of intensive care and was finally able to see his children over the weekend. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Mobile Bay Coins, how may we help you?
Hey, Ron, it's Dave. You're not going to believe this. I need your help.
Dave, what did you do now? I almost don't want to ask.
Okay, well, here's the story. So little brother brought me a really cool fishing rod for Christmas, and I got to test it out last weekend, and we caught our limit, and I caught a huge speckled trout with a new lure I made.
I don't see the problem.
Okay, so Mama gave Mrs. Dave this beautiful pair of vintage gold dangly earrings. She got them from y'all, and so when the missus takes them off, she lays them right next to my tackle box.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yep, I had the only 18-karat gold fishing lure on the boat, and now I need it fixed. Quick.
Wow, that's a new one, even for you. We can certainly get those earrings repaired for you. You have any fresh fish you want to bring by?
Okay, Ron, I'm coming right over for the repairs, and maybe while I'm there, something nice for the missus.
We'll be ready, Dave.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store, at 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590.
Good morning, 719 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In NASCAR, Joey Logano won the Pennzoil 400 in Las Vegas for the second year in a row. It was the 24th win of Logano's career. Matt DiBenedetto finished second, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. third, followed by Austin Dillon and Jimmy Johnson, and Mobile's own Bubba Wallace finishing in sixth place yesterday. Also yesterday, Roush Fenway Racing gave an update on the health of NASCAR driver Ryan Newman, less than 1 week after Newman was involved in a scary wreck on the final lap of the Daytona 500. The team announced that Newman did not suffer any broken bones or internal injuries in the crash, but he did suffer a head injury. They added there's no timetable for Newman's return to the track, but that he wants to be back as soon as possible. In golf, Patrick Reed shot a final round 67 to win the WGC Mexico Championship. Reed finished his weekend 18 under, one shot ahead of second place finisher Bryson DeChambeau. In boxing, Tyson Fury beat Tuscaloosa's Deontay Wilder by seventh round TKO when Wilder's corner threw in the towel. By handing Wilder his first career loss, Fury captured the WBC heavyweight title and maintained his status as boxing's lineal heavyweight champion.
And the new WBC heavyweight champion of the world, the Gypsy King, Tyson Fury!
Fury scored knockdowns in the third and fifth rounds. Wilder appeared to be bleeding from the ear for several rounds before his corner eventually threw in the towel.
I can't make no excuses tonight. Got a lot of complications, and like I said, we'll come back even stronger the next time around.
And due to a clause in the contract, Wilder now has the option to call for a rematch within 30 days. In college basketball Saturday, number 13 Auburn rallied to beat Tennessee 73-66.
Rebound Auburn! Tigers win! 73-66!
That's the call from Andy Burcham on the Auburn Sports Radio Network. Tigers have won 18 games in a row at home in Auburn Arena. And after losing two games in a row on the road, Auburn fell behind by 17 at one point in Saturday's contest. Led once again by point guard Samir Dowdy, the Tigers scored 18 consecutive points in the second half to take the lead and pick up their 23rd win of the year. The Alabama Crimson Tide crushed Ole Miss 103-78 on Saturday. The South Alabama men's team won their fifth game in a row by beating Coastal Carolina 74-71, while the USA women's team fell to Arkansas Little Rock 69-58. And there were tournaments this weekend at both Stanky Field and Jaguar Field on South Alabama's campus. The Jags baseball team split four games in the South Alabama Invitational. South lost to UT Martin 7-6 on Friday and 4-2 to Indiana on Saturday before beating Siena twice in a row 6-1 and 8-2. Up next, the Jags host New Orleans tomorrow night at 6:30. The Jags softball team lost all five games that they played in the Mardi Gras Invitational. 722 FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Horwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, time for your Bloomberg Tax Tips, brought to you by Byers, Byers, and Associates.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers, and Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers, and Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. Does getting married end up costing you more on your taxes? For some couples, under the old tax code, it did, but the tax law may change that. In the past, many couples got hit with the so-called marriage penalty. Couples with similar incomes who started filing jointly after tying the knot may have seen a higher tax bill than if they had remained single. The 2017 tax law made some changes. Tax brackets for married filers are now a bit different, and for many, that will do away with the marriage penalty. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... and Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need... I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What? Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers, and Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online, and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers, and Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's B-Y-E-R.
FM Talk 106.5.
the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast is going to stay cloudy skies today with showers and patchy fog. Highs will be in the upper 60s. Tonight, cloudy with showers and fog, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with just isolated showers and highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Where can you find the perfect gift for that do-it-yourselfer on your list?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it. Including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, good start to the morning with no new wrecks slowing the commute. And with schools out in Mobile and Bowman counties as they're getting ready for the Mardi Gras celebrations with 7 parades in Mobile and 1 in Fairhope starting at 6:45 tonight, we do have lighter than usual traffic in some areas. Great start across the Bayway. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Bowman County for over 20 years as the best rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Right, 727 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, glad to have you all along. And we'll check in with our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, in just a second. Rain for today, that's one of our top stories, of course, with the Lundi Gras and the parades associated with it today. And then what does it mean for Fat Tuesday tomorrow? I don't know. We had a beautiful weekend. We were Saturday and Sunday, great weather. Once again, thank you to all that hollered at us during the floral parade on Saturday. It was great seeing y'all. Can't wait to do it again next year. And big thank you to Webb Jackson and the crew from St. Jude's. It was great to be involved with them and the Joy of Life Ball back about a month ago. And then, of course, with the parade on Saturday. So I can't wait to see y'all next year. And hopefully we get another day just as beautiful as this last Saturday.
Yeah, and that was my first Mobile Mardi Gras parade to roll through.
Yes.
Now, I've been to a bunch on the other side of the barricades, but the first time rolling in a parade. And are you going to tell me that is it going to be that kind of weather every time I roll?
Yes, absolutely.
Because that was the best day ever.
Yeah, it'll always be that good. But it was fantastic. So I think the crowd, 67,800 is what MPD was reporting. And generally people behave themselves. It's not bad for a floral parade. And yesterday, Joe Kane Day is one of those days where people are going to act a fool. They may, but I don't think it was too bad. Yesterday, I think 3 people crossed the barricades. And by the way, just heeding what happened in New Orleans again with the second fatality here, I'm glad we had the barricades. I am, we did have a story that 2 people were hit by a vehicle at the Civic Center. This wasn't, I guess, at the parade route. Mobile Fire Rescue says 2 people were hit in the Mobile Civic Center parking lot. Okay, so that's not on the route. This was yesterday. 1 person treated for minor injuries and transported to the hospital for treatment. The other person refused transport. The vehicle that hit them is unknown. But that was in the parking lot and not on the parade route. So good news. Not good news for them, but good news for the continued safety on the actual parade route. So keep that up. Way to go, MPD. All right, 728. Coming up, we'll check in with Larry Kirby at LCM, plus our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, on the way. And we're talking to you, turning up your voice after 8 o'clock at 343-0106. 343-0106, 729. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A 12-year-old boy is recovering after he was shot with a flare gun. This happened Sunday at a home in Irvington. Investigators believe another child loaded the flare gun with a shotgun shell and shot his cousin. The boy was hit in his right arm and stomach. A worker died over the weekend after falling off the roof of a 16-story condo in Destin. The 38-year-old was part of a roofing crew on the Silver Shells condominiums on Emerald Coast Parkway. Two people were hit by a vehicle at the Mobile Civic Center on Sunday. One person was taken to the hospital but is expected to be okay. The second person refused to go to the hospital. Right now, there is no information about the vehicle that hit them. And the good times are rolling through downtown Mobile as revelers line the streets to celebrate Lundi Gras. The fun kicks off this morning with the arrival of King Felix III at Cooper Riverside Park at 11. The King's Parade and the Floral Parade begin at noon. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Mike Ford's Liberty Safes is blowing out all their Browning safes in stock. Safes starting as low as $899. Save up to $1,500 on scratch and dents and get free ground floor delivery up to 50 miles during this Browning blowout. But hurry, quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, where you're not just buying a safe, but service after the sale. Why go anywhere else? Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 at Moffett Road in Mobile, and now open next to Walmart in D'Iberville.
America respects India, and America will always be faithful and loyal friends to the Indian people.
President Trump addressing a gathering of over 100,000 people in India. The visit is meant to reaffirm U.S.-India ties strained by trade disputes. The U.S. government has begun outlining its extradition case against Julian Assange in a London court. American authorities want to try espionage charges against Assange. A final decision on extradition could be months or years off. Jurors at Harvey Weinstein's rape trial are set to resume deliberations after signaling they are at odds. A note from jurors to the judge.
It says, "We, the jury, request to understand if we can be hung on counts one and or three."
Gene Casares. I'm John Trout.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Focus Features' remake of Jane Austen's Emma took in an impressive $230,000 from just five theaters in L.A. and New York. The pranking hidden camera Impractical Jokers the Movie posted solid numbers across just under 400 screens. In wide release, Sonic the Hedgehog zoomed to the top of the box office with a take of $26 million in its second weekend, while the Harrison Ford CGI dog flick The Call of the Wild finished a close second with $25 million. Former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg just spent an historic amount of money with black-owned newspapers. According to the National Newspaper Publishers Association, the $3.5 million buy is the largest single ad buy ever for member papers, spread among publications in states that hold primaries on Super Tuesday and beyond. Major indices had their worst day in weeks Friday after the number of new coronavirus cases escalated, the Dow off 228, while the Nasdaq sank 174 and the S&P shed 35, futures sharply lower now. That's your Money Now.
Attention all business owners.
Look, I see a 10-point.
I see it too. I'm down to one arrow. Let's do this.
Well, be careful. It's near my truck.
It's okay. I'm a good shot. Oh, sorry, Gary.
When you bring your car into professional collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more. Professional Collision, we got this.
This is FM Talk 106.5. Like what you're hearing? Well, there are thousands of other Gulf Coast listeners who like it too. Why not put us to work to make those local residents your customers? FM Talk 106.5 will reach them efficiently and effectively. This is Celeste Holland. Together, we can design an advertising campaign that will increase your business in this exciting economy. Give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 16, and let's discuss how FM Talk 106.5 will help boost your business.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so the weekend was fantastic. We give it like a 1.8?
Right, and we had some high clouds yesterday, but you might not have even noticed them. Saturday was just so beautiful, clear skies and extremely low humidity. And some rather chilly temperatures that we had early on the Saturday down around the freezing point. But we're going to rebound quite a bit today. Look for a high this afternoon, about 68 degrees. But we also have some rain in the forecast. At the moment, we do have rain across central Alabama and even into the interior portions of southwest Alabama. And it's all due to a warm front. We also could see some patchy fog in areas today. Most of the rain, though, for our location is going to be this afternoon and on into the evening hours, because there is a cold front that will be moving through Mississippi tonight, and we'll be getting into our area tomorrow morning. So we can look for showers tonight. I don't expect any severe weather, but we will see some fog tonight, perhaps some dense fog. Low tonight will be in the upper 50s, and then tomorrow it's going to be a mostly cloudy day, and there's a slight chance of a shower, especially in the morning. But it's going to be mild tomorrow, getting up to 68, possibly making it to 70 degrees. Now, after that, another surge of cold air will be moving in on Wednesday. And Wednesday will be mostly sunny, about 62, but then down into the mid-30s for Wednesday night. Thursday, sunny and cool, only 55. And then Thursday night, back into the mid-30s again. And Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, sunny skies with temperatures in the lower 60s, and this means for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we've got a lot of sunshine and dry weather.
All right. Well, that sounds fantastic for the second half of the week, but dialed in here on this Lundi Gras Monday, let's talk about this. Do you think the rain, what about IMs tonight or all the other parades? Do you have a kind of a timeline on this?
It's really hard to say an exact time that any kind of significant rain will occur or start. It's going to be some scattered showers, mainly this afternoon, and then we'll see a better coverage late in the afternoon and on through the evening and overnight as that cold front approaches. We're really going to see like two cold fronts. This one will come in late tonight, and then the surge of colder air will come in on Wednesday. And but the first one is going to leave us with nice mild temperatures tomorrow, upper 60s, and only a slight chance of a shower.
All right. So on Fat Tuesday, so tomorrow we get started. Gulf Shores get started at 10 with their parade, 10:30 order Athena, downtown Mobile. You feel okay about not being washed out, not being rained out?
No. Just a slight chance of a shower, and that means that most areas will not experience any rain tomorrow. And as I mentioned, getting into the upper 60s, so really not bad.
And that dry patch you have coming for the second half of the week, that is a big deal because Alabama River, Tom Bigby River, Mobile River, I mean, the effects along Mobile County, Baldwin County, Washington County, Clark, Monroe County, I mean, there's homes that are flooded or close to getting flooded up and down the river systems.
Yeah, we really need this dry spell. And it's going to be chilly, certainly Wednesday and Thursday, and even all the way through the weekend, at night, we're going to get down into at least the mid or upper 30s. So we've got some chilly temperatures, but importantly, no rain from Wednesday all the way through Sunday.
All right, Dr. Bill, that's great news. And remind folks, if they've yet to pick up their copy of the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, and they're out and about during these couple days of Mardi Gras, where can they get it?
Yeah, you'll find copies at Hancock Whitney Banks on the in Mobile and also in the Eastern Shore. Here in Mobile, you'll find them at West Marine, as well as Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You'll also find them over in the Eastern Shore at Old Time Garden Supply and at Billy Langford Allstate. So those are a few of the locations.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. And right now, sitting at 58 at our studios, heading for a high around 68 today. Some clouds in the mix as we roll on through this morning. We'll check traffic with Kane coming up, plus Larry Kirby from LCM. And Dalton's got sports, and it was not good for Deontay Wilder.
Not a good night for Deontay Wilder.
That's a shame. Be right back.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Brent Barkin, second-generation CEO of family-owned Shoe Station. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors.
Are you a retired veteran looking to buy or sell a home? The Roberts Brothers Military on the Move program gives us a chance to help members of the military community buy, sell, or rent at a discounted rate in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Thank you for your service. For more information, visit robertsbrothers.com.
Terry Barkin started Shoe Station in 1984 here in Mobile. Now they have 21 stores in 5 states and are run by Terry's son, Brent. They target what Brent calls the value customer, who wants to know that a brand they like will be there when they return to replace a favorite pair of work boots, for example. We hear how the business began, talk family succession plans, and get a snapshot of how the coronavirus in China is going to impact Shoe Station in Mobile. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston, presented by Coastal Alabama Community College, Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5, or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Good morning, everyone, for the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. We've had a great start across the Bayway and the Causeway, and light traffic, airport, Hillcrest. Also, you'll see Spring Hill and Dolphin at 65. Traffic building, but no new wrecks in the roadways. Tillman's Corner at Theodore looks good from Old Pascagoula Road, Highway 90 and I-10, all the way out towards Grand Bay Wilmer Road. The trellis room located inside the Battle House has a brand new look and a new menu with an emphasis on Italian cuisine. Enjoy a family-style experience in a spectacular setting. And remember, when dining at the trellis room at the Battle House, valet parking always complimentary. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
741 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Mardi Gras. Fat Monday. Fat Monday doesn't sound as good, right? I've had many Fat Mondays. This is the official Fat Monday. Others just kind of happen. What's happening with the schedule? We'll talk more about the parade schedule today and tomorrow. Also, let's check in with our buddy Larry Kirby at LCM, see about the schedule at LCM. Hey, Larry.
Good morning. We'll be here all day tomorrow, normal hours, and most of our lenders will be open, so we're ready to do business.
That's good. Somebody might have a day off tomorrow, and they want to come peruse the inventory. They ought to give themselves a little while, because y'all are stacked.
We have tons and tons of inventory, and we got a great mix, like we're talking about. We got cars, we got trucks, sport utilities. We got it all, and financing to go with it.
And you've got a big selection of financing options.
Absolutely. We got credit unions, banks, finance companies, local lenders, and lenders scattered throughout the Southeast, so we can accommodate just about everybody.
All right. And remind folks, too, when they get a vehicle from y'all, it's already, they can take it to their own mechanic, but y'all have already checked it. It's been checked twice before we even look at it.
Exactly. We check it out. We also put a three-month, 3,000-mile limited powertrain warranty on everything that goes out the door. And they, like I said, they can go get their own mechanic to get theirs checked out.
Love it. Give us directions to come see you.
Highway 90 at Plantation Road, lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. I'll check in with Dalton for sports here in just a second. And what about Bernie? It's Bernie Sanders, obviously, making lots of news coming off of the Nevada caucus. But also, he's got South Carolina and other states ahead on Super Tuesday. Bob Constantini from Westwood One with more.
Bernie Sanders, fresh off his Nevada caucus win, hitting the upcoming states, speaking softly to a boisterous crowd in San Antonio.
Don't tell anybody. I don't want to get them nervous. We're going to win the Democratic primary in Texas.
For President Trump, congratulations to the senator from Vermont.
So I think it was a great win for Bernie Sanders. We'll see how it all turns out. They've got a lot of winning to do. I hope they treat him fairly. Frankly, I don't care who I run against. I just hope they treat him fairly.
Frankly, the Trump campaign would love to have to run against Sanders, where the president and others can throw the socialist label and make it stick. However, some national polls show Sanders ahead of Mr. Trump in a hypothetical matchup. For well-respected Congressman James Clyburn, appearing on ABC's This Week, the next primary in his state of South Carolina could be problematic for Sanders.
And South Carolinians are pretty leery about that title, a socialist.
An African-American icon in the U.S. House, Clyburn is aware that Joe Biden has had strong support among black voters in his state and elsewhere. Next Saturday's primary may be make or break for Biden, who spoke at a Charleston church Sunday.
Our core values, our literal standing in the world, our very democracy, everything's made America, America, is at stake.
Other candidates who would like to catch Bernie Sanders are sounding the alarm about having a Democratic socialist head the ticket. Pete Buttigieg wanting a Democratic Party
that pays attention to the effect that our nominee will have on those crucial House and Senate and other races across the country.
Democrats are hoping to take control of the Senate with the November elections. Bob Costantini, Washington.
I'm looking for judges that will respect the Constitution.
Conservative Republican Mary Windham for the Alabama Court of Criminal Appeals. Presiding Judge Mary Windham is a former U.S. Attorney and Deputy Attorney General who knows how to keep our families safe. President Trump says that we need strong, conservative judges like Mary Windham to keep our country safe. Mary Windham supports our Constitution and our President.
Fellow Alabamians, I am honored to serve you as presiding judge on the Court of Criminal Appeals. 12 years ago, I made a promise to bring justice to the victims of crime. Today, we face great challenges here in Alabama and across our great nation, and I stand with President Trump. I humbly ask for your prayers, your support, and your vote in the Republican primary on March 3rd.
Re-elect Presiding Judge Mary Windham to the Court of Criminal Appeals. Paid by Judge Mary Windham, P.O. Box 3831, Montgomery 36109.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands, so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Governor Kay Ivey and U.S. Senator Richard Shelby are thanking President Trump for halting plans to bring coronavirus patients to Alabama. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services planned to send Americans who tested positive for the disease on board a cruise ship to a FEMA center in Anniston. Ivey called the plan premature and not properly vetted. President Trump stepped in over the weekend to cancel the plan. A convicted murderer is on the run this morning after escaping from an Alabama work release center. Officials discovered 43-year-old Daniel Miner had escaped from the facility in Childersburg after he missed a bed check at 8:45 Saturday night. Miner was sentenced to life in prison in 1994. A Mobile County deputy is showing remarkable improvements as he battles complications from the flu. Deputy Tim Anderson has been at Baptist Hospital in Pensacola for more than a month. His family says he is now out of intensive care and was finally able to see his children over the weekend. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
If your business is running perfectly smooth with no IT issues, congratulations. For the other 99%, there's CSpire Business. We're more than your IT provider. We're your partner. Our team has the insight and experience to navigate your toughest challenges. For cloud, cybersecurity, connectivity, and so much more, the choice is clear. CSpire Business. Insight, experience, your IT partner. Get fiber fast with gigabit internet speeds. Learn more at cspire.com/business.
Good morning, 747 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. We start in NASCAR. Joey Logano won the Pennzoil 400 in Las Vegas for the second year in a row. It was the 24th win of Logano's career. Matt DiBenedetto finished second, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. third, Austin Dillon fourth, and Jimmy Johnson fifth. And how about this? Mobile's Bubba Wallace coming in sixth yesterday. That's his highest finish since last year. Yesterday, Roush Fenway Racing gave an update on the health of NASCAR driver Ryan Newman less than 1 week after Newman was involved in a scary wreck on the final lap of the Daytona 500. His team announced that Newman did not suffer any broken bones or internal injuries in the crash, but he did suffer a head injury. They added there's no timetable right now for Newman's return to the track, but that he wants to be back as soon as possible. In golf, Patrick Reed shot a final round 67 to win the WGC Mexico Championship. Reed finished his weekend 18 under par, one shot ahead of second-place finisher Bryson DeChambeau. In boxing, Tyson Fury beat Tuscaloosa's Deontay Wilder by seventh-round TKO when Wilder's corner threw in the towel. By handing Wilder his first career loss, Fury captured the WBC heavyweight title and maintained his status as boxing's lineal heavyweight champion.
And the new WBC heavyweight champion of the world, the Gypsy King, Tyson Fury!
knocked Wilder to the canvas in the third round and again in the fifth. Wilder appeared to be bleeding from his ear for several rounds. I'm talking inside the ear.
Wow.
Before his corner ended up throwing in the towel. He spoke after the match.
I can't make no excuses tonight. Got a lot of complications. And like I said, we'll come back even stronger the next time around.
And due to a clause in their contract, Wilder now has the option to call for a rematch within 30 days. In college basketball Saturday, number 13 Auburn rallied to beat Tennessee 73-66.
Rebound Auburn! Tigers win! 73-66!
That was a fired-up Andy Burcham.
Wow.
Tigers have won 18 games in a row at home in Auburn Arena. They did lose two in a row on the road, and on Saturday it looked like three in a row when they fell behind by 17 at one point. But Samir Dowdy helped lead the Tigers. They scored 18 consecutive points in the second half to take the lead and pick up their 23rd win of the year. The Alabama Crimson Tide crushed Ole Miss 103-78 on Saturday. The South Alabama Jaguars men's team won their fifth in a row by beating Coastal Carolina 74-71, while the women's team fell to Arkansas Little Rock 69-58. And there were tournaments this weekend at both Stanky Field and Jaguar Field on South Alabama's campus. The Jags baseball team split four games in the South Alabama Invitational. South lost to UT Martin 7-6 on Friday and 4-2 to Indiana on Saturday before beating Siena twice in a row 6-1 and 8-2, while the Jags softball team lost all five games that they played in the Mardi Gras Invitational. 751. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect cloudy skies today with showers and patchy fog. Highs will be in the upper 60s. Tonight, cloudy with showers and fog, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with just isolated showers and highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Imagine the breeze off the water, warm sun on your face, calm waves lapping against the pier, no traffic, no sirens. It's a perfect vacation spot. But even perfect vacations come to an end. Or do they? If you live at Grandview Point on the Bay, this is how you live, just like on vacation. The exceptional amenities are like a resort. Swimming, tennis, marina, volleyball on the bay, lighted fishing pier, waterfront clubhouse, and one of the most outrageously beautiful views on Mobile Bay. Inside, one and two bedroom units feature marble baths, granite countertops, stainless steel appliances, spacious walk-in closets, private balconies, and free cable. Call 251-443-7222 for an exclusive tour of Mobile's only bayfront apartment community, Grandview Point on the Bay. Just 15 minutes from downtown, 10 minutes to the Brookley Aerospace Complex off Dauphin Island Parkway. You may never take another vacation when you live at Grandview Point on the Bay. 251-443-7222.
A 40-year-old woman is diagnosed with breast cancer, following in her mother's footsteps. She worries about her young daughter's future and her chances of developing the disease. She would like to know more. So would we. At Southern Cancer Center, we don't just treat cancer, we manage your risk. With our certified genetic testing and counseling program, together we can find these answers and create an informed plan for the future. What are your genes telling you? Learn more at SouthernCancerCenter.com.
Good morning, everyone, for the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. We've had a great ride across the Bayway and the Causeway, 90, Halls Mill Road, Pleasant Valley. Also, as you're traveling off of the airport, Spring Hill and Dauphin at 65, finding heavier pockets of traffic. Remember, seven parades in Mobile today and one at Fairhope starting at 645. The Servants of Bienville at 754 Government Street in downtown Mobile has the perfect gift for that unique someone. For Mardi Gras, stop down to see their independent art, books and clothing, and their oddity items, too. You can check them out at servantsofbienville.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 754 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Of course, we'll keep you up to date with your Mardi Gras forecast with Dr. Bill. 58 now at our studios. A chance of rain is today, but tomorrow, looking, knock on wood here, okay for Fat Tuesday, which would probably mean another big crowd. Over 100,000 for Joe Kane yesterday, over 67,000 for the Floral Parade and Associated Parades on Saturday. So it was a great weekend, and hopefully today will still be good, and tomorrow will be even bigger. Remember, the whole parade schedule and all the Moon Pie Minutes that have already aired are waiting for you on the front page of our website, fmtalk1065.com. Also, changes to schedule around Fat Tuesday. Got, Mobile City Council moving their time. They've changed time for two of its upcoming meetings, as reported by Dale Leash over at lanyapmobile.com. As a result of Mardi Gras, City Council will hold their weekly meeting, not tomorrow on Tuesday as normal, but on Wednesday, on Ash Wednesday. A meeting will take place at 2 p.m. in the auditorium in Government Plaza, so not the normal earlier time. So afternoon and on Ash Wednesday.
Hey, here's an idea. What if we get them a float?
Okay.
Put a nice conference table on top of the float and hold the city council meeting in a parade on Fat Tuesday.
You know, you're not supposed to throw things back at the floats. So don't worry them on. They said, let's see, another one. As a result of scheduling conflicts, city council will also meet on Thursday, March 12th. That meeting will take place at 1 p.m. with a pre-conference meeting at noon. So in March, there's also a move. But yes, no, I know it's disappointing. If you're going to spend your Fat Tuesday watching the live feed of the Mobile City Council meeting at the house there, it's not happening. Just get out and enjoy some Mardi Gras.
Yeah, you know, release yourself from the YouTube for just a few hours.
And listen, don't worry, it'll be back on Wednesday there. So that's on the changes list. Also coming up tomorrow here at FM Talk 106.5, some changes in the morning. Of course, Dalton and I are booked at Fat Tuesday events. Mm-hmm. We'll be out there with you. So we thought we'd do this. We're going to call it our Super Fat Tuesday tomorrow morning, as tomorrow we are 1 week away from Super Tuesday here in Alabama. Huge primary, big deal, as you know. And we've done lots of interviews, talked to a lot of candidates in different races, had debates, all these things going on. We're going to compile all different parts of that. What we've been doing since, gosh, maybe as early as October, I was doing interviews with candidates. We'll select different parts of that and put them together tomorrow morning. It's called Super Fat Tuesday. So you can get like a primer on everybody running, what they have to say about the different issues. That'll be running tomorrow morning here at FM Talk 106.5. So, Super Fat Tuesday.
And we need to go ahead and trademark that, I think. That's ours now.
You know how you can do it, the old poor man's trademark?
Just write TM next to it, or?
No. You write the idea down and mail it to yourself. Not email. Snail mail. And then don't open the envelope.
Keep the receipt.
Yeah, so there you go. All right, 7:57. Hour number 3 of Mobile Mornings on the way next. We'll talk to you. Phone number 343-0106.